Hello, this is Ryoki Wendos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. I didn't aware of until now that one of the three wheels of the Buddha's teachings, which is nothing is permanent, is one of the doctrine to let us heal from the suffering. Yes, one of the fourth wheel is everything is suffering. Well, that's another story. Even it is fact. Well, let's focus on to the what I just said, which is nothing is permanent is one of the doctrine to let us heal relief from the suffering. Why is it so? So let's think about suffering. Basically, or interestingly, suffering is a subject, especially mental suffering. I mean, we suffer because we think it continues forever. Well, human beings so is not so clever. So, something fortunate situation happens. We think that it continues forever, and so as when the suffering situation happens, we think it continues forever. I mean, suffering itself comes from that we think it continues forever. But the reality is not nothing continues forever. Well, the continuation itself is an illusion, or because the existence itself, or even the mind itself, nothing continues. It does only exist the moment to moment. I'm not saying this logically or intellectually or based on any doctrine or dogma. I'm saying this as a result of the practice. You will be awakened as existence. It's only moment arises and moment disappears. Appear and disappear is a moment to moment. We think it continues as a karmatic illusion, or thought, or feeling, or whatever. We think that it is continuing, but actually, even the physically, the lifetime of the quantum is so short. I don't know how. How tiny, I forgot, 0.000007 something second. So tiny moment only the quantum exists and appears and disappears. Again, I'm not saying this intellectually or as a philosophy or as a knowledge. I'm saying this will be part of your sensation of existence. I mean, I don't know how I can say how I can describe clearly, but the sensation of the existence become much less than something concrete, and the the existence is only moment to moment, this would be much more understandable with based on the sensation of the existence. It is a result of the practice. As a result of the practice. In some way, it's a sensation like a transparent existence. But at the same time, when the consciousness arises, that moment, the sensation of the existence arises. But interestingly, when you start to suffer about something, you forget this sensation. I mean, I forget. And attached to this illusion of that, this is discontinuous. And of course, at the same time, if you think discontinuous, it means that your existence is continuing. Even though when nothing is continuing, it's only moment disappears. But when you remind yourself or myself again, that remind about this sensation of the moment, only the existence is moment, arises and disappears, then the feeling of the suffering become much softer. And you start feeling okay, let's change the situation of the future by visualizing of it, or with practice or whatever. Then I realized, the teaching of the Sakyamuni Buddha, it is one of the important doctrine that relief ourselves from the suffering. And if you based on this doctrine, moment only arises and disappears, on existence is only that, it means that it gives you the power to create the future by your visualization of it, what you want to be like. Just let it moment or moment of visualization and moment of let the feeling of the happiness appears in your heart as if it is realized in the future, and be grateful about it, and praise the universal law and the great spirit of the universe. The truth relieve you from the suffering. The truth will help you to create your bright future.